This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Bill Satterlee, welcoming you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. I hope you stick around for another hour of fine modern mainstream music. We've got a nice program lined up for you, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I'm going to continue to highlight the Curtis Counts Group, a West Coast group, as I mentioned in the first hour, that recorded on the Contemporary label between 1956 and 1958. They did three LPs, Landslide, You Get More Bounce to the Ounce with Curtis Counts and Carl's Blues. And the group is comprised of the leader, Curtis Counts on bass, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Harold Land on tenor sax, Kyle Perkins on piano, Frank Butler on drum, all great artists in their own right, and they could they led up their own groups at various times themselves. I'm going to lead off the second hour with a nice little swinger by this group called Mean to Me.
Thank you.
playing up-tempo version of that old standard Mean to Me by the Curtis Counts Group. And on that particular track, if you get an opportunity to hear Curtis Counts, the bassist and leader of the group, do some walking solos.
I wonder if we'll play something by Kenny Durham, a trumpet player, with his group, which features him on trumpet, J.R. Montrose on tenor, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Bobby Timmons piano, Sam Jones bass, Arthur Edgehill on drums, doing a tune entitled New York Theme, and it's from a CD entitled Round About Midnight at the Cafe Bohemia, Volume 2. Thank you. Park theme played by Kenny Durham and his group.
I want to do something by the Curtis Counts Group, which is a modern jazz classic written by Dizzy Gillespie. This is Woody and You. Thank you. That was Dizzy Gillespie's classic bop composition, played by all the bop musicians down through the years, Woody and You. It was dedicated to Woody Herman, and the kind of irony of that is that Woody's band never played it. But it was a Curtis Counts group, and comprised, of course, Curtis Counts, the bassist, then the leader, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Harold Land on tenor sax, Carl Perkins on piano, and Frank Butler on drums.
Just to show you that we have a little culture, very little, I'm going to show you something by the Harry Babison Quintet, featuring him on cello and bass, Bob Anna Volson on valve trombone, Larry Bunker vibes, Jimmy Rollins piano, and Roy Hart drums, doing a jazz classic, Tangerine. Swinging version of Tangerine. It didn't show on the liner notes, but the guitar player was Harold Roberts, and Bob Anna Volson, in addition to the valve trombone, played bass on this particular tune.
I'm going to do a show off the ballad artistry of the great Curtis Counts group. And so we're going to listen to a great Stein Kamm ballad that they do a wonderful job on. And let's listen to the Curtis Counts group do Time After Time. Mm-hmm. Beautiful rendition of that old Stein Kahn, Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn composition, Time After Time, done by the Curtis Collins Group, the lovely tenor sax of Harold Land, the beautiful trumpet of Jack Sheldon, and Carl Perkins did a beautiful job on the composition on piano.
I want to play something by Maynard Ferguson and his group. Maynard plays trumpet and I don't know about flugelhorn, et cetera, but the main thing about Maynard was when people in the 60s and 70s heard him play, he plays with so much force and volume and everything, they said he can only last about 10 years, and he's still playing. He's from Canada. Not that that makes any difference, but he has a tune on here. I'm not going to play it, High Voltage, and I think when you think of him, you think of High Voltage. The tune I'm going to play is Marketplace.
Thank you.
That didn't wake you up and clear your sinuses. Nothing ever will. Maynard Ferguson doing Marketplace.
We'll do something now by the leader of the Curtis Counts group, the bassist Curtis Counts. This is a nice medium groove thing. Of course, we've got Jack Sheldon on a trumpet and Harold Land on tenor sax, Carl Perkins on piano. Let's do a Curtis Counts composition called Complete.
Thank you.
That was the Curtis Counts group doing a Curtis Counts composition, a neat little swinger called Cancellation.
I'm going to play something to close out my portion of the Feeling of Jazz for tonight with the trio Sound of Joey DeFrancesco.
That's all right.
Actually, let's back up a little bit. Let's do that.
It was complete.
Yeah, let's do the outro one more time.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1.
That was a Curtis Counts group doing a little Curtis Counts composition. Of course, the bassist Curtis Counts, leader of that group, doing Complete.
I'm going to finish up my portion of the Feeling of Jazz tonight with the trio sound of Joey DeFrancesco on Hammond B3 organ, Frank Vignola on guitar, and Joe Ascani on drums doing a tune entitled O Solo Mio. Thank you. Sounded a little bit like a bassy ending there, almost. And that little solo mio, about the only thing missing was Steubenville's finest, Dean Martin.
Well, this is Kent Lundquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterley, and we hope you enjoyed the better part of the last 2 hours with the music, what we call the feeling of jazz. We devote most of the time to a lot of the great modern mainstream artists that don't get the regular play on the rock stations and the AM, FM, Golden Goldies type programs. And we're going to be back again next Sunday night from 9 to 11 on 89.1 FM, so I hope to see you then. We're going to close out with a final thing by the Curtis Count Group doing a Charlie Parker composition called Bigfoot. Mm-hmm.